السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. تقبل الله صيامكم, your fast and your prayers and your dua and your supplications inshallah. May Allah grant us all forgiveness and mercy and compassion during the nights and the days of this month. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى خاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وعلى الصفوة الطيبة من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. The prayers of the 11th day of the month of Ramadan by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم حبب إلي فيه الإحسان وكره إلي فيه الفسوق والعصيان وحرم علي فيه السخط والنيران بعونك يا غياث المستغيثين. Oh Allah, in this day, the 11th day of the month of Ramadan, give me the blessing and the ability to love the virtuous acts, acts of kindness and wholesomeness. At the same time, make me dislike the acts of fusuq, transgression, and asyan, which is disobedience. وَحَرِّمْ عَلَيَّ, and shield me against فِيهِ السَّخَطَ وَالنِّيرَانِ, your wrath and the hellfire. الْإِحْسَانِ, my friends, the result and the fruit of our faith, our iman, is the ihsan. Faith and iman without goodness, without kindness, without wholesomeness is tasteless and fruitless. So the result of your fasting, the result of your prayers, your Quranic recitation, your supplication during this month exhibits itself in acts of goodness and kindness for your family, for your community, for your society, for the entire world, not just your community. And therefore, Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wassalam, says in his hadith, in his wasiyyah, اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَأَحْسِنْ, fear God, be righteous, and then do good. Number one, you have to be righteous. You have to fear God. You have to consider God. Taqwa means considering God in my life. I'm responsible before Him. I'm accountable before Him. No other fear should supersede our fear of God. You should not fear the government more than God. You should not fear the cops, the police, the judge, the court, more than fearing God. Taqwa Allah, the fear of God, the love for God, the good relationship with God. Number one, once we have good relationship, then we can do good to others. But if your relationship with God is bad, broken, you would never be able to do good, neither to yourself nor to others. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَأَحْسِنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Verily, God is with those who are righteous, who exercise righteousness, and those who exercise virtuous acts. They do good. They do virtue. Therefore, ihsan is the most important fundamental of our religion, the most important pillar of Islamic faith. Allah says in Surah Al-Nahl, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Allah commands you with justice, adl, with virtue, virtuous acts, wholesomeness, ihsan, and reaching out and giving to your kinsfolk, to your extended family member. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Do good, do ihsan the same way God has been doing good to you. When you are able to reach this age, do you know how many dangers you escaped so far? How many dangers since you were a child? How many times God protected you? How many times God shielded you? How many times God defended you? وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبِيحٍ سَتَرْتَهُ وَكَمْ مِنْ فَادِحٍ مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ أَقَلْتَهُ وَكَمْ مِنْ عِثَارٍ وَقَيْتَهُ وَكَمْ مِنْ مَكْرُوهٍ دَفَعْتَهُ. How many times evil surrounded me, but God protected you and shielded you. He's maintaining you. He's taking care of you. So if He's taking care of you, take care of others. Return this goodness to God by serving His people, by serving His creatures. Do good. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says these acts of goodness and kindness and wholesomeness and help that you do, you're going to see the results in this life before that one. You're going to see the result twice. One here before you die. One, the second and the biggest time, and the most important one in the next chapter, which is the hereafter. You're going to see the result of your ihsan twice. Number one, the first, very first result of your goodness to others is that you're going to be respected and honored and loved by others. Our great prophet says, "Jubilat al-qulub." Jubilat, it means your heart has been programmed in a way, has natural propensity and tendency to love the one that does good to you. You can't help it. When someone does good to you, automatically you're going to love that person. Unless someone is evil, you do good to him, he returns the good with evil. Some people, they have evil nature. Not that God created them evil, no. God never creates anything evil, including shaitan. God wanted the shaitan to be good, but through his personal choice he became evil. In the beginning of his journey he was good, he was worshipping. God did not want him to be bad. But he decided out of his own free will, free choice. He was defying God. God was admonishing him, advising him, trying to save him. He refused. God never creates something that is evil. It is us who turn something good into evil. When we defy, when we rebel, when we reject, through our stubbornness, inad, when we reject God. جُبِلَتِ الْقُلُوبِ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَيْهَا وَبُغْضِ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْهَا. Your hearts have natural tendencies towards those who do good to you, and also has natural tendencies when something does bad to you and he keeps doing bad to you, you reach a point that you would never be able to love that person. Husbands and wives, in the beginning of their marriage, they love each other, definitely. If they don't love each other, they don't get married. They love each other. They are crazy about each other. But after a period of time, They start hating each other.
What changes the love into hate? The food that they eat? The weather? What is it?
The treatment of each other. The behavior of each other. Once, twice, three times, 10 times, 20 times, 500 times, suddenly the heart who was loving this person starts to hate that person. Through bad deeds. Through isa'a, when you do something bad. This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you want people to love you, do good to them. If you want the same people to hate you, do bad to them. You will see the result. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ كَثُرَ إِحْسَانُهُ أَحَبَّهُ إِخْوَانُهُ. Whoever does a frequent act of ihsan to his brethren, they're going to fall in love with him. When he keeps doing good to his community, he becomes the most popular. Even if some people do not know him very well, they don't know his name, they don't know his family, but they look at his actions and his behavior. بالإحسان تملك القلوب. Sometimes you can own a piece of land with money, a vehicle with money, an object with money. This iPhone, you can own it when you pay the money. But how do you own the hearts of the people? With goodness. You do good, you own their hearts. You control their hearts when you do good to them. And therefore, in this book, in our holy book, chapter 17, Surah Al-Isra, Bani Israel, Allah says to Bani Israel and to them, through them to us. Not just to them, through them to us. إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلا. If you do virtuous, you do virtue to your own self for the sake of your own self. If you do evil, again you do evil for the sake of your own self. The Imam عليه الصلاة والسلام says this law, إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم. If you do good, you see good. You reap good. You do good to yourself. He says this law applies to the believer and non-believer. للمؤمن والكافر. Meaning that even if someone who is non-believer, but he does good to people, he will see the result of his goodness. Someone came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, my father, he heard you speaking, he saw the Quran, but he refused to accept Islam. He refused. Until he died as a polytheist, mushrik. He didn't accept Islam. But my father used to shelter the orphans. He used to give charity. He used to give food. He used to save people. What do you think about him? What will happen to him? The Prophet ﷺ said, his good deeds are not going to go away. His children are going, his children and his grandchildren are going to reap the benefit of the goodness of their father. The father was non-Muslim. He did not accept Islam. But he used to do good. The Prophet said to him, if he feeds the hungry, his children are not going to experience poverty in their life. The dad was doing, not the children. But Allah says, your children are going to see the benefit of your good deeds. And this is a theory in the Quran, my friends. In this book, chapter 18, Surah Al-Kahf, when Al-Khidr came with Moses into a city, and they asked for food. The city is in Palestine by the name of Nasra, which does exist today. Nasra, city of Nasra. They were hungry, tired of traveling. They were hungry. They came into the city. They asked for food. فَاسْتَطْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا. Please give us some food. فَأَبَوْا أَن يُضَيِّفُهُمْ. They refused. They refused to give them food. They said, no, no free food in our city.
فوجد جدارا يريد ان ينقض فاقامه.
There was a wall that was about to collapse. Immediately Al-Khidr rushed to reconstruct this wall.
Musa was very furious. He said to him, "We came hungry and tired into this city. They refused to be hospitable to us, to feed us. And you waste your time on building a wall for them?"
He said, "I will tell you what I'm doing later on. Give me some time." After that, he was explaining to him.
He said, فَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا.
The wall that you saw me constructing it and rebuilding it,
this wall, underneath it, there was a treasure trove. Belongs to a man who was righteous.
وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا.
The man died, and he kept this money or this gold in this box. He buried it under this wall. So when his two young children, they get to the age of responsibility, they can dig it and take it out, and they survive.
It would become financial means for them.
If I had left the wall, people would discover the box. They would take it away. For the sake of their good father, I did good for the children.
Imagine.
He said, because their parents, the father was good. And the father passed away. So I saved the dignity of the children because of the good deeds of the father.
My friends, when you do good to someone,
and maybe you don't see the results. Some people, they think that if they do good today at 5 p.m., they have to see the good result at 5:15. If there is no good result, it means God is not looking at them, or he forgot, or he's, you know.
No. It could take years. It could take decades.
Maybe you don't see the goodness your children are going to see.
Allah returns the favor. Allah does not forget. But Allah knows when to return the favors. At the right time. At the right time. The right opportunity. When the time comes, He returns the favor. It takes sometimes weeks. It takes decades. So you have to wait. Allah says, I would not. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who do goodness, God is not going to waste their deeds. They will see the result. They'll see the result in their life.
'Same thing with those who do bad. Many people, they do bad to others. They do injustice. They think they get away with it. Nobody saw me. Nobody knows about it. He does this to his wife, to his son, to his neighbor, to his co-worker, to his country, to his community, and they think nobody knows about it. But there is someone who knows about it. People did not see it with their eyes, but God can see. Allah Ta'ala, أَبْصَرُ النَّاظِرِينَ وَأَسْمَعُ السَّامِعِينَ. Many times people abuse others through ghibah, backbiting, through slandering, through accusation, and they think they can get away with it. And that poor person does not have someone to defend him, he doesn't have an attorney, he doesn't have sometimes money, he doesn't have... But Allah is there. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Allah is the best attorney. Allah is the best judge. Allah never forgets.
وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. When you do bad to others, you are doing it to your own self.
You're going to see the loss in your life. You're going to see it. Before you die, you will see it in your life. God's justice system is very strict. Very powerful. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. God is the Lord of justice. So if you cannot defend yourself, there is someone there is going to defend you and is going to go after the criminals.
وإن أسأتم فلا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says,
he says, my tradition, my way of life, my lifestyle is not about retaliation. I do not believe in retaliation. Because if we believe in retaliation, if we do bad to those who did bad to us, then this cycle, vicious cycle of violence, of evil, is going to continue. And I don't like to see this cycle continuing in the midst of an Islamic community, Islamic society. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, my policy, أحسن إلى من أساء إليك. Do good to those who did bad to you. Don't return the bad with another bad, the evil with another evil. This is very difficult to do this. I'm telling you, it's not easy. Never easy to hear something spoke bad about you and you keep silent. Very difficult. Some people do it. Some people, they have that spiritual strength and energy. God has bestowed that on them. They are very lucky, very fortunate. But many people do not have that spiritual strength to control themselves. One of the reasons we fast is to gain self-control and self-restraint. So when someone does bad to us, we don't return the bad with another bad. We learn from the Prophet. When someone insults him, he says, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. We learn from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, when someone insulted him with very, very, very bad, slanderous statements, he said to him, if what you have said right, I ask God to forgive me. If what you have said about me is wrong, I ask God to forgive you. Those are our imams. I wish the Shia follow the tradition, the manners, the akhlaq of their imams. We would be the luckiest community on earth. But because most of us are Shia by name, just by name, not by character. So the Prophet says, forgive, ahsan ila, do good to those who did bad to you. And then he says, in ahsan, if you do good to those who did bad to you, فَنَفْسُكَ تُكْرِمْ, you are honoring your own self, وَإِلَيْهَا تُحْسِنْ, and you are doing good to your own self. وَإِنْ أَسَأْ, but if you choose to do bad to others, فَنَفْسُكَ تَمْتَهِنْ, you are dishonoring your own self, وَإِيَّاهَا تَغْبُنْ, you are hurting yourself. There is a damage, my friends. When someone does bad to others, he's damaging something inside him. It's called command and control system. Command and control system. We have, each person has a command, moral command and control system inside. When we do bad, when we slander, when we backbite, when we accuse, when we hurt, we are damaging our own system. And if we resort to forgiveness, we're going to restore the system. We're going to fix it. But if we choose not, it becomes a habit of attacking people day and night. Then we're going to destroy the whole system completely. If the system is destroyed, we become subhuman. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامْ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. They are like cattle and animals, even worse. Even worse. He loses his humanity. The most precious thing that God has given us is going to be lost. And our ihsan, the Prophet says, should not be limited to our community. Some benevolent people, muhsineen, they are only good to their own community, to their own family, to their own inner circle. Their ihsan does not transcend to others. Allah says, do ihsan to all. Al-muhsin man amma an-nasa bi ihsanih, yaqulu Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wassalam. Our leader Amir al-Mu'minin says, a true benevolent person is the one who does ihsan to all people. Some people are good,
but just to their family. They love their own children, they don't love others. They help their own children, they don't help others. This is a type of selfishness, by the way. Huh? Do you know? But when you have a bigger heart, your heart can encompass others, you would not differentiate. Yes, you begin with your family, definitely. Al-aqrabuna awla. You begin with your parents, with your family, but then you continue, you don't stop. Some people stop. After their families, they don't see any other person deserving ihsan. You have to continue. Teach yourself to continue. Teach yourself to reach to people that even you don't know and you don't see. I know some people in our community, they help people in other countries that they don't know them, they don't even see them. But the heart can see. The eyes is limited, but the heart can see. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, أَأَقْنَعُ مِن نَفْسِي أَن يُقَالَ لِي أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا أُشَارِكُ النَّاسَ فِي مَكَارِهِ الدَّارِ وَلَعَلَّ فِي الْحِجَازِ أَوْ الْيَمَامَةِ مَنْ لَا طَمَعَ لَهُ فِي الْقُرْصِ وَلَا عَهْدَ لَهُ فِي الشِّمَامِ. I cannot be Amir al-Mu'mineen, enjoy this title, while at the farthest point of my kingdom there is someone who's hungry. I would not enjoy my day. Although I don't see him, but I would know that there is someone there is hungry. Hijaz, far from Kufa. But he would not enjoy his day because some people are hungry there. So try to do good to all, because the hadith says, رأس العقل بعد الدين. The best type of sanity, comprehension, and wisdom after having deen is what? After having deen. Number one is deen. After that, اصطناع الخير. التودد إلى الناس. Being compassionate to people, being compassionate to them. واصطناع الخير إلى كل مؤمن وفاجر. Amazing, my friends. This is amazing. Doing good to every believer and non-believer. Some people ask me here, Sayyid, can we give charity to a non-Muslim? Of course you can give charity. Is he human or not? Does he have a soul or not? The Prophet says even animals have soul, and when you do good to them, to animals, you see good in your life. Let alone humans. We should not look at people's religious orientation or geographic, you know, areas or the skin of the color or the language. We should not. When you give, close your eyes and give. Teach yourself that people are equal in the eyes of God. People are equal. We don't know who's going to go to paradise and who's going to be thrown in the hellfire. We don't know. Our judgment is different from God's judgment. Our judgment is not correct. And we should not be judgmental. We should do what we are supposed to do and leave the rest with God. The Prophet says, this is a verse in the Quran. In Surah Fussilat, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. When you have an argument, when you have a conflict with someone, with a friend, with a family, use the best method to tackle that conflict, to resolve it. Use the best method to resolve that conflict. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Avoid yourself the trouble, the headache, by doing what is best. There are different options, several options. Use the best option, not the worst. Sometimes the option is intiqam, revenge, and sometimes you have the option of forgiveness. Use forgiveness. Forgiveness is better than intiqam, better than revenge. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. If you want to purchase people's hearts and win people's hearts and minds, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. When you have enmity with someone, you can purchase his or her heart and mind by doing good to them. By using the best option, not the worst. And he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
He was the best in doing that. There was a neighbor to him in Medina who refused to accept Islam. When the Prophet came to Medina, many people accepted Islam. Some people, they refused. They said to the Prophet, leave me alone. I want to stay having my own tradition. And the Prophet left them alone. One of them was very hateful of the Prophet and the Muslim community. He used to bring his trash every single day and dump the trash at the entrance of the masjid. And many Muslims, you know, Arabs, they get angry. For no reason they get angry. They start yelling and screaming, let's kill him, let's do this. The Prophet said, no, leave him alone, leave him. We can clean this, leave him. So they clean it the first day, the second day, every day. This was the tradition that they have to come, and the Prophet would protect him. He would not allow the Muslims, the angry ones, to go and chase him and, you know, discipline. One day, they came to the masjid is clean, alhamdulillah. He took a break. The guy took a break. The Prophet said, where is this guy? He's not here today. We miss him. They said, Ya Rasulallah, innahu mariyf. He's sick. So the Prophet said, after the prayers, we have to go and check on him. The Prophet went to his house. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah. The Prophet of mercy. He went with some group of his companions. The man came, he opened the door, he saw the Prophet. He said, Ya Muhammad, you came to kill me? Prophet said, no, I didn't see you today. We missed you. I came to visit you and check on you. He said, are you serious? He said, I'm serious. We came to see if you need a help. They told us that you are sick. If you need a help, we can provide you with the help. He said, Ya Muhammad, forgive me for what I have done. I cannot find a human being like you. For so many months, I've been abusing you, disrespecting you, provoking you, and you return this with goodness, with love. Ana ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is the exemplification of itfa' billati hiya ahsan. Do good, you will see the good result. Another one who was not a prophet, neither an imam, Malik al-Ashtar, a good disciple of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wassalam, while he was the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, he had the military, the highest military ranking, was walking in the market of Kufa, someone, one of those fools, he took a date seeds and he threw it at him, sarcastically, making fun of him. Malik passed as if nothing happened. People who were the shopkeepers who were around him, they said to him, do you know who this guy is? He said, no, I don't care. He said, you don't care? This is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. You're going to lose your life today. He said, really? I'm sorry. So he started running after Malik. Where is he? Where is he? Malik was inside the masjid. He went inside the masjid. He threw himself on his feet, kissing his feet. Please forgive me. I did not know you. Malik said to him, you don't have to kiss my feet. Wallahi ma jittu ila al-masjid illa li astaghfir Allah ta'ala lak. I had nothing to do with the masjid. It's not time for salat. But I made my trip to the masjid to seek God's forgiveness for you, for what you did to me. اِتْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Ramadan is our school. We learn in Ramadan, not just we fast. We fast to learn. We fast to change. We fast to transform ourselves, to be better Muslims, better servants of God. Use this method in your life. Do not retaliate. Teach ignorant people with your goodness, with your ihsan, with your wholesomeness.
I conclude here, inshallah. Tomorrow, Salat al-Jumu'ah is at 1 p.m. And this masjid also needs your sponsors for the iftar. We have a few nights left for the iftar and suhoor of the month of Ramadan. So please, if you can be kind enough to fill these nights. Next Thursday, June 23rd, next Thursday is the first night of Qadr, inshallah. Laylatul Qadr, the eve of the 19th. It would be Ramadan 18th, the eve of the 19th, and the night of the strike of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. So we ask you to join us. And also we're going to have a youth camp, our 17th annual youth camp for those who are 17 years and up. So encourage the young ones in your family to join us. They're going to learn. They're going to learn a lot. And many of them, they really change when they come to these camps. It is going to be August 18th through 14th, inshallah ta'ala. And on Saturday, we're going to... There is a hospital being built in the city of Karbala. Al-Imam al-Hujjah, alayhi salatu wassalam, hospital. And also orphans in Iraq, not just Karbala. Karbala and other cities. And there is a fundraising dinner for this hospital and for the orphans here. Brother Samir Amiri, if you are interested to come and help, it is in DoubleTree by Hilton and Irvine on Saturday the 18th at 7 p.m. inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibu ad-da'awat innaka ghafiru al-khati'at innaka mahis sayyi'at وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير. Please join me in reciting أمن يجيب المضطر, for those who are sick, for those who have needs, and for those who are in a trouble in their life. Let's jointly recite and petition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله اللهم اكشف السوء عنا اللهم شافي مرضانا وداوي جرحانا وفك أسرانا والله bring victory to the مؤمنين in Syria and Iraq and Yemen and other places and protect all of them. We have many hundreds of thousands of refugees during the month of Ramadan. Please pray for them and their families and many others who were martyred, who were killed during this month. Pray for their families. وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.